Today is Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. So I want to address a comment on Twitter, first of all. Baron Frosty, who is no longer going by Baron Frosty on Twitter, but that's still what I call him. He said on Twitter, "This is on our spreadsheet. We, air quotes, have to go." I cackled. That's what he said. I don't know if I said we had to go because it was on the spreadsheet. But I'm not going to go back and listen to the show or that I did. I recorded the show. I'm not going to go back and listen again. So maybe I did say that. But I just want to clarify, I would never do something just because it was on the spreadsheet. We had already paid for the thing. It was a fun thing, and dealing with the car is not a fun thing. And there was really nothing we could do about the car because they didn't even have a car to swap out. So I was thinking, well, we're going to go have fun and then we will deal with the car. And it worked out because once it got cooler outside, I don't know if it had something to do with the temperature or if it was, I don't know. It always amazes me when a car won't start and it seems as if it's a battery problem, and then an hour later it will start. I've had that happen before, and I don't know, because if the battery is dead, the battery is dead. A battery is not going to magically charge itself. At least, well, look, I'm no physics professor. I'm no scientist. I don't know how batteries work. I know you can plug a clock into a potato. But it amazes me. Like, I don't know what happened. But anyway, regardless. And then I leave. Or, you know, we go back to the hotel. We park there. And the next time we get it out of LA, they have to jump start it again. I mean, spoiler alert. But so I don't know what's happening there. So anyway, the next day we did the food tour in the morning, and we had to start getting taxis. Actually, we got a taxi to our dinner at the sushi place the evening before. And then in the morning, we got up and got ready and we had a food tour. So we went, and I told you guys the guy's name was Gerard. He had a lot of useful information and it was really good. So we stopped at a tea place. Actually, the photo that I posted on Twitter with yesterday's episode was the inside of the tea room or whatever. And that's where I had the saltfish quiche. And again, it maybe because it's very salt, maybe, I don't know if it's salty, but they call it saltfish. So I assume they must cure it in salt, but I could be completely wrong. I should Google that, but I'm not going to. And it was okay. I couldn't really take, I just barely, but the other good flavors, the cheese and the egg and the whatever else was in the quiche, were good enough that I could ignore the fishy flavor. It was just a tiny little fishy flavor. And then we went to the bakery, and the cool thing about the bakery is it's for, they employ youth who are either poor or need help in life for one reason or another. They need mentoring. They need job skills, whatever. I don't know exactly, but it's like a mentoring program where they go, they learn how to bake things. They learn how to run a store. And it's run by this guy who apparently is a boxer or was a boxer. But he's also a chef. Or they call him a chef. I don't know where he was trained, but he wrote a cookbook that was a bunch of Caribbean recipes that he got from family and friends, and he tweaked them. He, you know, went into his kitchen and perfected them and then put the recipes in a cookbook. And I bought two of them, one for me and one for Joe Batance, and we will be cooking some Caribbean dish at some point in the future on Throwing Down. So that was a lot of fun. And then we walked around. We wanted to do souvenir shopping. And I think I've mentioned this before, but so we did the bakery. They had a really good rum cake, except it tasted a little bit too alcoholy, but the cake was good. We went to a place, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's a really famous place there. I want to say it's like a woman's name, Jean or Glenna, or now I'm trying to look at my photos and see what the name of it was, because I took a photo of the sign. I can't find it. I'm looking. But anyway, it was really good, except there's always this dish in especially Caribbean and African menus where, and I love grits. Like, I love a starch. I'm a big fan of starches. Oh, Gladys. It was Gladys Cafe, and it's really famous. Like, everyone recommends, oh, you got to go to Gladys Cafe, and it was good. But they, all of these Caribbean and African dishes, they have some starch that tends to be kind of a meal expander or a meal, you know, because you want to make the meal bulkier. And so you add, and that's probably what all starches are for. Mashed potatoes were probably just a meal extender back in the day. They're like, oh, we've got a lot of potatoes. Let's mash some of those. You know, that's a cheap way to make the meal bigger. Or we've got a whole bunch of wheat laying around. Let's make some grits or corn, whatever grits is made out of. I don't know. So that's probably what most starch is for. In fact, pasta, again, is probably a meal extender. But they have this thing in Africa called fufu, and it's been described to me as being very bland. Well, they have a similar thing in the Caribbean, and that was the side dish. They gave us a collard green and ham hock stew, which was actually very tasty. But then they gave us this side of, and I can't remember what it was called, but it's a version of fufu, and it had a little bit of a sauce on top of it, but the sauce was also kind of bland. And I didn't really enjoy that much, even though I normally do enjoy grits, and it was kind of like a thick grit. But there were no cheese or garlic or anything in it, so I think if I'd have added some garlic and cheese, maybe, or sugar and butter, either one, I would have enjoyed it, because I do like I said, I like a grit. So anyway, and then there was a conch fritter, or conch. I'm forgetting everything today, but a conch fritter, I think, is what it is. I feel like conch is a mollusk type thing that comes out of those big shells that you blow in when you want someone to rescue you when you're on a deserted island. I could be completely wrong about that, but those big, huge shells, I'm just going to look it up right now. Conch. Yeah, it is. They whatever grows inside those big, huge shells that you can blow on, doo-doo, you know that, they put them in fritters. And so you can't really taste it. And in fact, you know, they're kind of rubbery. There's no fishy taste at all. Like, I didn't taste anything fishy, but the texture, it's kind of like chewing on a rubber band. It was like a hush puppy with rubber bands in it. Is kind of what it was like. A hush puppy with rubber bands. That sounds appetizing. It was all right. The hush puppy part was good. I felt like the conch was, or conch. Now I do not know how I'm supposed to pronounce. I don't know why I'm forgetting how to, because it's spelled C-O-N-C-H, but I feel like they pronounce it conch. Anyway. Oh, you know what? There's a Google Play. Maybe I can play this. Let's see. What does this do? Oh, it is conch. Oh, well, there we go. Thank you, Google. So anyway, we ate that, and then we went to this kind of, it was just a window on the side of a building. I don't know what to call it. It's like a drive-through window, but you don't drive, you walk up to it. And they sold these empanada looking things. They call them pate. And it just had beef with some kind of sauce and some potatoes cubed up and then like an empanada type pastry. And it was really good. I liked that a lot. And then we went to a restaurant that had a bar and we had a bushwhacker. And that was it. He gave us a little bit more history and then he departed. And Mark and I went souvenir shopping. So we had a really good, I really liked the fact that he mixed history and gave us a bunch of information about pirates and the government there and, you know, how the island was founded and, well, not founded, but, you know, all the kind of discovery information and how it changed hands from the Dutch to the United States and all this kind of stuff. But we also got to eat. I thought it, you know, perfect. So, anyway, we went for some souvenir shopping and we went to this road that I can only assume was designed for cruise people because they have a lot of cruise ships that go to St. Thomas and dock there. But it was all jewelry stores and you walk past them and you know, they all have their doors wide open. There's the owner of the store or some marketing person is standing there. And as you walk by, they're saying, oh, would you like a diamond bracelet, you know, or whatever. And I think normally they would, if I was walking with a woman, they would say, would you like to buy your lady a diamond ring? You know, or something like that. But no, it's two guys together, so they don't know exactly what to say. But they're trying to get you to come in. And man, they have so much air conditioning going on in those buildings. And you can feel the cool air wafting out onto the sidewalk. And it makes you want to go in because it's so hot outside. But again, I don't go on vacation and think, oh my God, I should buy a diamond. Oh my goodness, I'm in St. Thomas. I should get a souvenir diamond. No. But I guess people who go on cruises often think, oh man, I need a new brooch. Let's go in here and get an emerald brooch. So we didn't do that, but we only found one souvenir store that actually had souvenirs. So we bought some souvenirs for folks. I don't even like souvenirs for myself. The most I'll do is like when we go to national parks, they usually have a coin. And so I'll buy a coin because I have a little thing that I put a magnet on the back of the coin and I stick it up to this metal thing. I collect the coins from national parks or anywhere they have coins. So I do that sometimes, but I don't really like souvenirs for myself. It was for gifts for my parents and for some friends. So we did that, and yeah, we'll go ahead and end it there and just expand this vacation explanation out a couple of more days. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.